This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that Hudson's Downtown Revitalization Initiative Committee did not vote on which projects will get a share of the state's $10 million funding at its final meeting March 1st in the John L. Edwards School cafeteria. Instead, committee members will submit their votes individually to Stantec, the project consultant, by March 5th. In all, 22 projects valued at $56,066,938, with $14,377,610 requested in state funds, are in the running. Second Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman complained that three projects from the Galvin Foundation were up for funding when the developer is sitting on many buildings in Hudson without doing anything with them. Quote, "I think the Galvin situation is not compatible with the DRI project," unquote, Mussman said. Quote, "We are under a tremendous amount of stress in this community, and we're losing housing stock rapidly, and it seems to be a slap in the face to include this in the DRI. We have kids who need a skate park and other projects that got pushed out," unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville holds a public hearing about its new water district extension project at 7 p.m. March 19th at its town hall. Quote, "It includes a new water tower and an extension up Route 81 east approximately 2,000 feet, and there is a pressure-reducing valve. So in order for those things to progress to get funding for that, there is a timeline in relation to funding. We have documents that need to be in place, and the board needs to approve those documents to meet that timeline," unquote. Travis Smigel, designer with Delaware Engineering, said the town's February 26th meeting. Greenville is racing to meet a June deadline to apply for a grant from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. The project, which will cost $1,845,300, will be financed through a 30-year loan through the program, with Greenville asking for a zero-interest hardship loan. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that Democratic congressional candidate Patrick Ryan denies a recent report in The Intercept that says he worked on a domestic surveillance program while employed by a firm called Berico Technologies, calling the story, quote, "inaccurate and unfair," unquote. The Intercept story said Ryan, quote, "compiled a plan to create a real-time surveillance operation of left-wing groups and labor unions, hoping business lobbyists would pay top dollar to monitor and disrupt the actions of activist groups across the country," unquote, while working at Berico. But his denials were not very specific. Quote, "As I got more concerned, I raised those concerns about this proposal that was brought to us," unquote, he said. Quote, "I know the value of the labor movement, and I have always been a staunch supporter of the labor movement," unquote. Ryan is one of six Democrats trying to win a primary election in June to unseat Representative John Vasso, Republican of Kinderhook, in November. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.